We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 60. You can find us on Twitter at normally_norm. You can email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com, or you can just find all of our content on our website at www.normallynormal.com. Thank you for all the new listeners we've been having recently. Really appreciate it. Thank you. I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. I am joined to my right and right in front of me by two boys, so you know what that means. We're all back, ladies and gentlemen.
My name is Josh Patton. I am on Twitter at Patton_Josh, and I am on other sites as well, but you will have to find me.
Find me, baby.
Hello, I am Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm back, baby.
Back, baby.
If you want to know more, just look at my Twitter page.
www.twitter.com/undercore.
The two words undercore, spell them all out. Yep. Undercore BPCK. That's me.
And if you ever tweeted him, you'll probably run out of space because his name is Undercore, fully spelled out BPCK.
And the way that BPCK sounds phonetically, that's also how you have to spell that.
Oh, God, really?
B E P E E S E E K A Y.
K K.
Whoa.
I stopped.
Great time to stop.
Real quick, great time to stop.
Is
Brian, welcome back.
60?
This is 60.
Thanks, man. I'm happy to be back. I missed, as I always do when I'm gone.
That's true. When you are gone, you miss the episodes.
I'm always missing
when
I'm not here.
Did you miss it, or did you miss it?
Or did you miss it like a lady?
I missed it. Like a man with a lisp.
Oh.
But no offense to those out there with speech impediments.
Yeah, for sure. Brian, welcome back. How was Austin? Things?
Thank you. It was great. It was really great. I considered calling in because I think I had texted you guys on Wednesday saying like, hey, did you pod today? And Josh responded and said like, we're about to, or you did, or whatever. And then I was going to call in, but then I just figured, fuck it.
Yeah, you didn't really miss it.
Audio is probably bad anyway.
No, it was a good podcast. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of very video game heavy. I appreciate those bearing with it because we, you know, had a full week of video game things to do.
Yeah, it just seemed like you guys had a really fun week.
Mm-hmm. We did. And it was all perfectly capped off by just you being like, hey, I got my mom in Austin this week. I can't make it. Yeah.
Hey, happy to help.
So talk Austin about Austin.
Was really great.
Yeah.
Why were you there?
My good friend, Chris, who you guys know.
Mm-hmm. Your imaginary friend,
Chris. We've shot guns with him.
My imaginary friend, Chris, who we've all
and
shot
Adam,
guns with. And
Adam, because we can't hurt him. He's imaginary.
Invisible and he's made up.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a company.
Whoa.
And, oh, yes.
Is he hiring?
He's very successful. He does not need you on
the board. Oh, come on. he doesn't even see my resume.
He does not need to see your resume.
It's a drawing of me looking badass.
That does seem like cool. A cool resume, though, actually. Yeah. Don't you guys think, by the way, side note, that like it would be great if you did go for a job and your resume was something like that?
Legit, just a picture of you looking cool.
Yeah, like
Rambo
looking
or
super
something.
Awesome. Yeah. I love the idea of like doing shit non-traditionally.
Yeah.
If, you know, if it's received well, obviously.
For sure.
Yeah.
Such a fun, I feel like that's how I would
Ooh, what
respond
is that,
well.
This approach, go, you apply to office for some kind of position,
right.
But you do your homework. Any position.
Any position in any office?
Yeah, okay. Some career.
Just the more specific, the better in
some
general.
Some career job, you know?
Okay, so it's a career job.
What are you here for? A position. Fantastic. Fantastic.
But instead of like talking yourself up, you research all the other employees and find out who the worst are. Instead of like a resume of all of your experiences, you give them a list of all the bad things these people do. Like, here are the three people you should fire. I'll replace one of them.
Wow. I like that.
You should fire these three people, but definitely keep two of them for some reason.
Yeah.
I know you should fire these people.
They're all deserving of being fired, but like just fire one.
Yeah. Unless you want to give me all three salaries. In that case, fire them all.
Yeah, just go really negative with it.
Yeah, so real quick, who do you think is Chris's worst employee?
Man. Well, the worst employee...
Sounds like there's a lot.
Yeah. No, there's
not. Sounds like he is in desperate need of a badass picture, man.
No, that's the problem. Is the last... Like, I went on... I always go on these, like, things with their company just because he's awesome and he always invites me. So I do get to meet all his employees all the time. And they're all seriously awesome and talented, really cool people. But there was this one dude one time who was like clearly the weak link, and I think he got fired. So,
oh sweet,
yeah,
position opened up.
Yeah,
position opened up. I'm pretty sure they filled it.
Oh man,
yeah, so we know. Is it okay if I say that this is a male strippergram? Is what his
the company,
company is.
That yeah. My friend Chris owns a male strippergram company.
Yeah, where they send him, you know, the male stripper to a house.
Yeah,
it's all for very
whatever event. It, yeah.
But it's also a pyramid scheme. So you have to strip for like your downline, and you have to get three more strippers to strip for their strippers, and just build this whole stripping pyramid.
Right, but he's at the top of it because he started it, so he's doing great.
He sees a lot of strips.
Oh my God, so many strips going through his.
Enough to get him to Austin.
Yeah, so he and all his stripper employees were there for every year. They have like a retreat, and they all go and they like talk business, but then they also relax. And so this year it was in Austin. Oh, and they strip, obviously. Of course.
Sometimes they strip for business, sometimes they strip for pleasure.
And so, like, whatever, the retreat started Thursday or something. So he, actually, it was his wife, Jessica, my friend, and his wife, who said, like, oh, why don't you go a few days early and fly Brian out for his birthday? Because you guys haven't got to hang in a while. Yeah, so we were just hanging before he started business.
Very cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've been to Austin a couple times before, but never when it was cold. That was a first new thing.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Which is weird there because Austin is like so very set up to be like a summer city, I feel like. Everything's outside.
Yeah.
There's so many like attractions that are outside. So that was interesting, but we've ate very well. Fucking the best barbecue I've ever had, La Barbecue. And drank well and met some fun friends, and we got massages 2 days in a row that were so awesome.
All right.
It was like a very great, just like chill, fun, awesome trip.
That sounds fun. Do we actually want to talk about what his real business is, or do you just...
Oh, I mean, sure. I don't know if he owns a company that he's a website developer.
Cool.
I don't even know actually if that's the right thing to
sounds
say.
Right. Sounds like a real one.
He builds websites.
Nice.
They're successful. They work with like huge companies.
That's awesome.
It is.
So and he could possibly have a website built for some strippers.
That's true.
That is true.
If we ever had like the amount of money that they charge, we could finally have like a super bomb website made for us.
I think our website's pretty great. WordPress.
No, it
has
is.
Snow falling.
I love
the direction of your mouse. So let's talk about
that. I noticed that the other day as it was happening.
Moving mouse to snowfall.
Snow all over the site.
I love WordPress. I love what you did with the website. I just mean for the future when we're rich.
Nope.
Okay.
We'll keep WordPress.
It will stay WordPress and will actually start degrading back into like early 90s websites.
Just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, and there'll be one page. It's just like a caution page, and it's like a guy working on it. Like, this will be ready soon.
Right.
And it's never ready.
Out with a shovel.
Yeah, and it's never, and there's blinking lights and, the yellow and black.
I love that page.
Yeah. So yeah, that'll be cool, and then there'll be just lots of like colorful sparkly text and stuff like that on another page. Like
it spins around in 3D.
Yep.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm working on it. No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not. There's lots of bats in Austin.
Yeah, the bat bridge.
Yeah, the Congress bridge is the bat bridge. Apparently, we had an Uber so Uber and Lyft aren't allowed in
Austin,
but. There's other companies, one called Ride Austin and one called Fasten, that are allowed because...
Fasten, nice.
I think it's because Uber and Lyft don't make their employees go through background checks. And so that's how Austin got out. They were like, well, we don't think that's fair. Like, we don't think that's cool to the riders. So if you're not going to do that, then you can't work here. And Uber and Lyft said, fuck it, we don't want to. So they're not there. So they have these other ride-sharing services that do it because they don't care. So anyway, one of those drivers, as we were going over the bridge, was like, oh, so this is the Congress Bridge. And when you come here at dusk in August, this is where all the all these fucking bats fly over. And then my buddy Chris was like, that's a fucking joke. He's like, we were here a couple years ago and we stayed in here and waited all night. They never came. He's like, there are people everywhere. The bridge was so full of people just sitting waiting
for the
hours
bats.
To watch the bats. The bats never came.
Same thing happened to me when I was in Austin in the summer. I sat there, saw a few bats, but like people like in kayaks on the river, like looking up
right.
and stuff like that. But I've seen pictures online and footage online of it happening, and there's just like an insane amount of bats flying.
Yeah, when
underneath.
It's like that crazy exodus, I bet it would be amazing to see.
Yeah, but we were all sitting around waiting. After a while, I was like, all right, I'm getting hungry. I'm by myself. I'm gonna go eat. Nothing's really happening.
Do you think it's because maybe Batman moved his bat cave because everybody started learning where it was?
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Once anything gets too big, it's just like, oh, get me out of here.
Yeah, like it's like that's when Batman was like taking his car out, and all the bats are like, whoa, too loud of a noise, so they take off, and now
bats hate when the Batmobile engine.
Like, Batman, we're sleeping, Daddy.
Or he needed him. Like, he threw, like, a Sonic, his thing shoe, like, from Batman Begins. Like, maybe, and they all, like...
And they all followed.
They flew out, like, another way, and everyone's expecting them to come out the other bridge way, but they went, like, the secret bat route.
Well, maybe next time we go, we can just be like, we can just like call up Batman and be like, hey, Batman. Like,
hey, Batman.
When you can you just like make sure to release the bats tonight? Like, we're all waiting.
Hey, Batman, release the bats. Also, how did you get this number? It's me, Batman.
How did you get this number?
And Batman has relocated to Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Austin's a fine place to live.
For sure. But I mean,
such good barbecue.
Yeah, that's
Batman,
what.
Batman loves barbecue.
That's what Batman loves. That's barbecue. What a man who is trying to fight as most crime as possible is doing. He's living in a city with great barbecue.
You see how muscular that man is? That Batman, you gotta have all kinds of meat and protein for those muscles.
that Batman.
Oh, that barbecue, man. barbecue.
That Batman.
I'm not kidding, man. The brisket at this place, a lot of barbecue.
Fuck. Yeah.
Let's Postmate some.
Mind blowing.
I ate brisket last night, and I was a happy, happy boy.
Was it good?
It was good.
I mean, I love Bledsoe's brisket.
When they throw the brisket on the tray, it's kind of like they're just like, eh, they're not really gonna care about the quality of the brisket. But when the brisket comes out like by itself, it's priceless.
Interesting. No, it's a $7 a quarter pound, yep. $12 for a half pound.
Ooh, it's so good.
And $20 for a pound.
Okay, folks. I love Bledsoe's.
Yeah, it's good. It was very nice to see you guys.
Yeah, very nice to see you always.
Yeah.
And now here I am.
Always.
Wait, did you say not always?
No, I said well always.
Oh,
well,
okay, cool.
Always. Well.
Well, wait a second. Well said. You know what? Bones across the table.
Pete. Good night. Bugs.
Fantastic. So, Josh, how was your week? You had a... A couple first experiences.
Did I?
Sunday.
Oh, I did.
Whoa.
So many firsts for me.
I love firsts.
I went to my first NFL game.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Leo's birthday gift to me.
That is very awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Went to the Rams-Falcons game. Yeah. Or should I say Falcons versus nobody else, because nobody else showed up to play.
Oh, man, those Rams.
Falcons crushed it.
45-0. 45.
Oh, I thought they scored a touchdown at the end.
Nope. Blowout. Sure? I think it was a full-on blowout.
Oh, shit.
I thought they got one.
Study at the end there.
I thought they scored two.
Either way, they got fucking demolished. Head coach fired.
Did my first beer bong.
What?
Yeah, I didn't go to college. I never had no beer bongs.
Wow, you never did a beer bong?
No, I did two because I was also doing my first tailgating.
Oh, it was wild tailgating. Who had a beer bong?
Some random guy who we thought was with the other group, but no, he just shows up with a beer bong to get free beer because he provides the bong, and it worked because he got beer.
That is awesome.
Yep. Like, when the whole group was like leaving, he was like going on his own way. Like, hey, aren't you with him? I was like, nah. He just goes around with a bong and
wow, how was it? That's amazing. God, I haven't done a beer bong in forever.
They Snapchatted it and I crushed it.
And he actually did not only his first beer bong but his second beer bong almost
just
immediately
two
afterwards.
Beer bongs, straight up.
Yeah, NBD, you know?
That is awesome. NBD.
And then I would have to say one of the coolest things I've ever seen at a tailgating, a man brought a portable toilet.
Yeah.
His own portable toilet, not
what?
Like in
Where
the ground.
Where does it go?
So if you're a guy.
I mean the Duke.
Yeah, well,
A cooler.
In a, like an actual like.
It's a cooler in a tent.
Cooler in a tent. But no, the other side, the other side was like one of those 5-gallon like water jugs. So when you're a guy, you have to pee in that unless you have to go Duke. Then it's in this cooler and it's also a cooler with like a seat on it.
Oh, my God.
So it's like a super deep cooler, and then like it just drops in there, and then he just like ferments the fucking tree outside, and then like pumps out like the pee, and like then waters the tree as well. And I was watching him do all this. I'm like, this is unbelievably amazing.
Sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot to do.
There's no bathrooms anywhere. Yeah, we all had to pee so bad.
Yeah, there was no bathrooms, and I was just like, what do I need to get in here? He's like, just give me a beer. And I was like, all right. And I gave him a beer, peed in the little gallon thing that was almost already full. And then I was like, thank you so much.
Damn.
And then I was going to use it, and he took it all down.
Oh, no. So where did you pee?
I had to wait till we got to the game.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, my
pants. You probably peed your pants.
Well, daily anyway.
Yeah, you always pee your pants.
I love peeing pants.
That's cool, man. I haven't tailgated in a while either. I wish I could have gone with you guys.
Me too.
It was really fun.
It was fun.
Stupid work.
I would say
grand old time.
I would say there's a couple more Rams games coming up that would be fun to go to because
are they always on Sundays. Ugh.
Ugh. Because I know those prices are just going to nosedive.
Oh,
probably like the last like two games.
Like the worse they do, the better for us.
And now, and now that I sat where I've sat before, I'm happy to sit like in the nosebleeds because we had some really ridiculous.
There are a lot of
awesome
empty
seats
at the game we went to.
Yeah.
Nice. Man, maybe we'll do it.
Yeah, like that'd be fun to just go to like maybe the last game of the season for $10 and like the nosebleeds.
Maybe there's a Thursday or a Monday game. There's only 3 weeks left, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. And also Thursday's games might be gone next season, so we'll see what happens.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a real sports corner we got going.
Uh-oh, we're just
right kind of
talking.
Holy
well,
cow.
I mean, Josh is first. Josh really crushed a beer bong.
I'm very happy. Have you ever done a keg stand?
No.
God, we should take Josh. Oh, my God, that's what we should do.
Okay.
The three of us and whoever else, I don't know. Just anybody,
strangers.
Who knows, should go to like USC campus or UCLA campus and like find a college
Saturday
party
night
to go to
yep.
and like give Josh the college experience he never had. Keg stands, beer pong. I mean, you played that before, obviously, but beer bongs.
Who are you? Oh, hey, it's me. I'm Steven from Alpha Delta Pi.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wear a shirt that says, I'm young like you guys.
Yeah. I'm definitely in college.
Everyone's like, wow, that guy's shirt is so true.
My shirt's going to say finals, am I right?
We got to find you a dorm to stay in.
So prof sucks.
You know what's that? This is going to be great.
Yeah. Can't wait for my first college experience.
Yeah. One of my best college experiences at ISU for the 1 year I was there was we always had these Thursday night nights, Thursday mm-hmm. Thursdays, right? That's what they're called. Mm-hmm. And we would go to this one condo all the time. And I went with this girl who I always liked from high school, and she came to visit me at college. And it had been like after, whatever, 6 months or something. So everybody knew me and my friends because we always went there every Thursday, same place. So we walk in, me and this girl. And as soon as we walk in, they were like, whoa! Because like the new man's like, oh shit, okay, I seem cool right now, and I got the chick here, what's up? And they just took me right away immediately to a keg stand.
Uh-oh.
And I did a good job, and I was like, fuck, I'm definitely gonna get laid tonight. But I had no game, so I didn't.
What was your game like?
I don't know.
Like, after you did the keg stand and went back to her, what'd you say?
I feel like I'm gonna
just
throw up.
Giggled and threw up on her. Yeah.
Did you say,
I think I'm gonna die?
But you walked over there all cool like, and you're like, hey, did you see daddy do the keggy?
See daddy do the keggy? And she's like, that's so weird, what are you talking about? And he's like, just wait, so just gross. Wait, there'll be a reason that this will be funny at some point.
I really blew it with her.
That actually is not a bad idea. If some point somebody has to get up during this podcast, they have to roll a natural 20. And if that happens, we have to go to USC on a Saturday night and take Josh to a college party somehow.
I feel like I'd rather do USC than UCLA, right? USC seems like it's cooler.
Let's
UCLA
go. Well, like I mean, I know some people at VCU. We'll drive there.
VCU.
Yeah.
Or since, you know, people might not buy us as college students, let's dress up like cops. Show up there and like, all right, get some noise complaints, but if you let us do some keg stands and some drink with you guys, we won't say nothing.
That would be sick. Yeah. If we get like some pretty legit, like, because we live in LA, like good fake cop costumes, and just fucking pound on the door of a party raging on a Saturday at 2 a.m.
All right, listen.
USC's game.
And then they do get a noise complaint and real cops come, like, wait a minute.
Hey, what's up,
we already got this one.
Where are you from? We're good.
It's under our jurisdiction. We got it.
Yeah, and then they give us a wink and they're like, oh, okay, cool.
You too? Yeah. And it's just three other dudes pretending to be cops?
What if all cops are just people pretending to be cops? There is no LAPD.
Yeah, that'd these guys awesome. Are like 50, 60, and they're also trying.
They're even creepier than we are.
Yeah. We like a 90-year-old guy shows up.
We can't do this.
He's not trying to be a cop. He is trying to be a college student. He's like, nice. Oh, man, I'm just a kid.
That'd be fun, Josh. I feel like a keg stand, you could probably, after seeing you do the bong, I was pretty impressed, to be honest.
I want to watch this snap of you.
Yeah, no, I wish you could save him.
I think you can. I don't know if anyone did. I didn't.
I gotta get on
I didn't see
Snapchat.
Any of it.
Guess we'll just have to do another beer bong right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
What? Yeah. Right here, right now? Mm-hmm. Get a beer bong and do
Josh
coffee roasty stout beer.
Did Josh do the coffee pong when we filmed coffee for Wilton Way? That's technically...
No, that was Matt.
That was Matt. Okay. I'm trying to figure out who did that in the video.
It was Matt, I think, and I think he was letting a lot of it just spill out the side of his face. It just got all over him, which helped. It looked good for...
Yeah, you didn't spill a drop, and I was impressed.
I killed it.
You went real fast. And then Josh and I talked about it afterwards. He's like, man, that's crazy. I was like, well, you did just drink a beer in about 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then I did it again.
What beer was it?
Oh, something easy like Tecate or... PBR or something like that.
I think it was PBR. Somebody
first one was a Modelo, and the second was PBR, then a Modelo.
I think somebody did a Lagunitas. I don't think it was me.
I
think I did
hard.
PBR. Yeah, that's it was.
I can't do that shit anymore. I'd be dead.
Yeah, full on dead.
I had this friend in college. Well, we went to high school too, but then college together named Tonio, and he had like he could like open the back of his mouth, like his throat.
Yeah, the people that do those crazy things.
Like he could just open a beer and turn it upside down and just never. It would just fall down his throat.
Yeah, he didn't have to swallow.
He doesn't have to like do anything. It just sits. He doesn't have to move it.
Yeah,
ever.
I think when I did mine, I think it was 2 seconds.
I bet he gives great head.
Leo went real fast.
Wow.
Yeah. College
guys.
It was fun. The Rams game was fun. King Mam, Megan King's parents were there. They popped open the back of their car and because they amazing. Also went to the Rams game.
They had snacks.
They had snacks for everybody, which was super cool. I know, right?
The sponsor this week is King Mam's Parents with those snacks.
Thank you for the snacks.
Thank you so much for our sponsor this week.
Yeah, so they popped up in the trunk of the car. They tailgated with us. It was super blast. Went to the game with us. It was a good time, man. It was a good time
that
all the
photo
way
of that photo of you guys is really nice. Thank really you. Nice.
Yeah. In that photo, jealous. I looked. I was like, you know what? I'm going to look at the sky. I was thinking about turning around, but then I was like, eh. Like,
were you looking at the sky?
I do that in a lot of pictures, and this time I want an actual real
Everyone's
picture.
Looking at the camera. Leo's looking straight up at the sky.
Straight up at the sky.
You, man.
But one of my favorite things, just like when we were at that bar for Josh's birthday, and that guy was like, does he want to turn around? And I was like, nope.
I also love that photo. I just saved it because she just put it up there, and it's even though you're looking behind you, it's great.
There are multiple photos. Then there's me when Allie came to visit, and we went to that coffee shop.
Yeah.
And us three took a picture, and I turned around. Allie's like, what are you doing?
We have one of those. That's right. Yep. Oh, that's just like your thing.
Yeah. I like turnaround pictures.
We do have the one of all three of us turned around, too. It's a great shot.
It's because, who knows? Maybe someone else is taking a picture from the other side, and we can
maybe
eventually
someone's
find
in the sky, and they took a picture down on us, and the rest of our group looks dumb because we're
That'd
looking
be cool
up at the sky.
Somebody would find us and show us that picture that they probably took of us.
God. And they're probably listening right now.
So Josh, what would you say was probably the weirdest thing and your favorite thing about your first NFL game?
Can it be both? Can it be Falcon Lady?
Okay, Falcon Lady was fantastic.
Falcon Lady
Explain to those who were not there,
There's
Falcon Lady.
A crazy dressed up lady dressed up like Falcon Lady. She had like this red and black like corset and like a jacket and a dress or like a skirt and like her hair was all crazy red and black and her makeup was all crazy red and black. She never even sat down. She was just dancing around.
Holy
just kept calling
shit.
Her Falcon Lady or Falcon Queen.
Falcon Lady.
So she was pretty cool. Favorite thing was just tailgating everyone, just having a good time, being all buzzy drunky.
You're
so,
right. That's awesome. They came back to score two unimportant touchdowns, which is why
they scored two.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Which is why to me they did not fucking matter.
It never happened.
42-14.
I thoroughly enjoyed my experience at the game. The big game.
The big game.
The big game.
Nothing like Brian about a beer your size over there. Maybe probably a little bit bigger.
Just
$14, like a PBR Tallboy. $14 for a PBR Bud Light.
When Sam and I went to that Dodgers Cubs game. Got in, and right away we missed first pitch, so we want to go sit down immediately. But right when we entered, there was a beer stand, obviously, and we were like, "All right, let's go get a beer real quick and then sit down."
Yeah,
and then we're in line, and Sam's like, "Why don't we just get two each so we don't have to come back?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, of course, smart." So we get two each of Golden Roads. Like it was a pale or a lager,
16 ounces, a little taller.
It's like a 16.9 ounce. It was sort of a weird or like
amount.
It was between 16 and 24. It may have been like 19.4, actually. Something super strange. But four of them were $68.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh. That was close to this as well, pretty much. Like $14.
You got to fucking have money to go to a game, man.
I mean, but the thing is, too, is you just have to do exactly like we did. You have to tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a very important thing. So you buy one
just
or
get fucked up first.
One or two beers there, and that's it.
Do some fucking beer bongs.
Yeah,
I'm into that shit.
All right, well, let's talk about some other stuff. Moving right along.
Good idea.
Good idea. I have a save it for the podcast this week that I made myself earlier today.
I was going to do that, and then I forgot.
I saw it on Twitter.
Yep,
what? You tagged me in it.
I tagged you in it.
Tagged me in it. That's weird.
Was one. I was probably 95% sure this car was going to smash into me. And I was in a situation where I was walking, listening to music, and I looked to my left, and there was really nothing you could do. Nothing you can do at this point.
Were you in your car?
No.
You were on foot?
I was on foot at the intersection of Prospect and Vermont, which I've almost been hit here twice before.
By that Starbucks?
Yep, right there. And I was walking across to go to Bank of America. And this guy in this BMW who had clearly just flown around somebody who was, I guess, like taking too long and like was like gunning it up to me. And I look to my left and this car is coming, I don't know, 20, 30 miles an hour. And I just would have been fucking gone. My shoes would have been in the air and I would have been gonzo.
Yeah.
No joke. Did not even flinch. Didn't do anything. I normally like have the capability to jump out of the way and stuff. But for some reason in my mind, I just kind of froze. I was like, I'm going to fucking die. It was just now, like 4:30. And in that thought in my head, I was just like, this is must be where Josh wants to be right now.
Like, and then when he told me the story, I was like, jealous.
That was legit my thought. And what happened was, you could tell that he saw me at like the last second and just like swerved almost right to Starbucks and then corrected into the other lane. Luckily, if there was a car there, he would have been in the fucking accident.
Right.
But then just kept speeding in like his white BMW up Vermont. And I look to my right and this lady is just like, her face is like, almost completely like aghast, like what
yeah.
the fuck?
Yeah, I was gonna ask, were any witnesses like
there's,
freaking out?
Yeah, there was just one person like whole like in her car with her kid just being like, oh my God, you almost just died. And I just was like, I just shrugged my shoulders and I kept walking. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this must be Josh's perfect moment. This must be.
Josh, I'm sorry, first of all, that it wasn't you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sorry, second, that if it was you, you'd still be alive, just like Leo is.
Oh, man, that means a lot to me.
Yeah. So the last couple times I've almost been hit by a car in that intersection, one was like pouring down rain, and I was walking forward, and I remember like it was a solid green light. The light signal was on for maybe 3 seconds. And I took a step to go cross the street, and this car comes flying through the red light. And I just like go, holy shit, again, another moment, someone almost died.
Yeah.
And this, when I jokingly said that about Josh, it's like, have you guys ever been that close? And instead of like reacting, because normally I always reacted, like when that other car came, I reacted by jumping back. There's another time I've reacted by literally like yelling at the person and like walking down and being, what the fuck, paid more fucking attention. I knew you're probably on your phone. But this guy, there was just no reaction.
What was
and I don't
the,
know why.
Before we answer that, what was the, why do you, what was the reason you think that this time you had no reaction?
I don't know. I've been trying to think about that, because there's just, I could have, every other time I've like done some like crazy fucking move to like make sure I don't get hit. But this time I just felt like, oh shit, it's coming. Maybe because I had looked left and right and looked straight, and I was like, good to go, I can cross, obviously with a crossing signal. And then when I turned my head slightly left, I saw this car come out of nowhere. I was like, this is it. Because if that dude would have hit me, I would have been
Who knows? Maybe you would have just been paralyzed from the neck down forever.
That's fantastic.
Just brain dead vegetable in the hospital forever.
Maybe I am. Maybe this is now all just an alternate reality.
Whoa.
And my real body is comatose in some hospital.
What am I doing in that world? Am I doing any better than I am now?
Worse.
I really hope so. Worse?
Oh,
my God.
This is terrible news.
Yeah. How am I doing?
Dead.
Oh.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
No, but have you guys ever been that close to, like, something that you almost can't even control?
Yeah.
Great. Great. And let's go ahead and apparently Josh has got to go.
Next topic?
Yeah. Moving right along.
What? Josh, tell us.
Let's see. One time when I lived in the mountains and was in this little cabin up this long dirt road, because I worked at a lodge for 2 years in the Adirondack Mountains.
You had mentioned this last week for those podcast listeners.
That is correct.
And I was I checked in guests and stuff like that in the morning, and they had rung the lunch bell for the staff, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, time to eat. And I just by myself in this teeny little cabin. There's just people check in, there's a little gift shop, and that's it. And then I opened the door, and right in front of me was just big old bear.
Big old bear.
Yeah, he was just right on the porch. I guess he wanted to check in. I don't know. He didn't have a reservation.
Yeah.
I just stared at him for a second.
He didn't have a reservation?
Nah, it was rude.
Rude bear.
And I was like, man, he couldn't read the no vacancy sign.
Oh, right.
And I just stared at him for a second, and I just slowly shut the door. I was like, okay, no lunch for me. And
man.
I just sat in that little cab waiting for him to go away.
That is insanity.
But I was just like, you know.
Like, how close was he? Like, say.
Me and Brian.
Holy shit.
Damn.
They're sitting a foot away.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And just open it. It's a big old bear.
Right there, yeah.
Okay, bye. And the only lock on the door was just a little metal hook that you just put in the little thing. That was it. There's no deadbolt. There's no nothing. He could have just busted that thing right up. And I just kind of went and sat at my desk and was like,
what did he do?
Man. He just looked at me. He was just like, I think he was just like not expecting anyone to open the door.
Yeah.
And he was just looking for food. And but he was not seeming like aggressive. But
I wonder what he did the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully he got a room somewhere. He kept going to other lodges, like trying
can't
to find
just
a
be
spot.
Out all night in the cold.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves a bed to sleep in.
Yeah.
Even bears.
Even bears. Damn, that's crazy.
Wow. I would have to say that if this happened today and you had your phone on you, you're now YouTube famous on Reddit.
Do you think if it did happen today, you would have the guts to stand there, not move, and just slowly pull your phone out?
I'd like to say yes, but I don't know. This isn't like near as close, but there was just like one time I was like on a plane. It was like really bad turbulence shaking in my head. I was like, that's fine. Let's just crash this thing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Let's just. Not like if it happens, it happens.
You ring the bell for the flight attendant, and she comes over, and she goes, yes. And you go, can you just tell the captain to just crash this
thing?
Yeah,
like, don't pull up. It's fine. I'm okay with it.
Let's just crash this thing. Not like if it happens, it happens, but let's just.
Yeah, even if there's a chance we come out of this alive, can we just crash this thing?
Let's end this.
I don't know if I've had a near-death experience like that where I've just been so frozen. I mean, the only thing I was thinking of was a really bad turbulent flight where I also just thought the same thing.
Nice.
And I just put my headphones in and played my favorite song because then I was like, well, at least this is the last thing that'll happen before I die. Seems like a good way to go.
And it was, Reading Rainbow, I can go anywhere. We all sang three different things.
To the ground.
We all sang three different things. No big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. If I think of something, I'll chime in.
Yeah, to me, it's just, it was one of those moments where I like to think that, like, I've always been ready for a situation.
Yeah.
And then a situation happens, and you're like, nah, like, some shit's just going to happen, and you're not going to be able to react.
Yeah.
You're not going to have time. You're not going to, your mental capacity of me listening to that song, thinking about what I had to do later, thinking about this podcast, thinking about, like, the bank, and I would just go.
You were definitely thinking about me, too.
Thinking about Bri Bear. Yeah. And I just remember just looking over going, oh, fuck, this came out of nowhere. Like, one of those things.
Right. The closest I ever got to being hit by a vehicle while on foot was in Chicago, and it was an ambulance. It almost hit me, and I thought, well, that would have been really convenient.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, think of the best vehicle to hit you. Probably an ambulance.
And then Mike Lee took my story and used it in a stand-up act.
That is true. Like, that Mike Lee took that joke.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Took my true story and used it in his act. I was like, huh.
And used it as if it was him?
Yeah.
Oh, what a thief.
Truth in comedy, folks.
Still waiting on that. Those royalty checks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your damn money?
Yeah, just take his daughter instead.
Still waiting on that royalty.
Does he have a daughter?
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
Still waiting on that royalty firstborn child. You know how you get royalty firstborn child?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he doesn't, I think she has like two or three more good years, and then you could just take her.
Yeah.
Because like she has to be like grown up by the parents. That's how royalty works, I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we all know how royalties work.
I mean, it seems like it's flowing right off the tongue right now.
Oh, yeah. Royalties, royalties, royalties.
Royalties.
Come on.
Come on.
Folks.
Yes?
Elon Musk.
Oh.
He's so great.
Pretty fantastic. We talk about him a lot on this podcast. He has delayed the first manned mission
for the SpaceX
program.
But only by 5 minutes.
By 5 minutes.
So that's not too bad.
The last SpaceX launch I watched, the rocket blew up on the platform.
Yeah.
So not a bad idea. It's just kind of sad because it's like that would have been the first non-NASA mission to be manned.
Oh, right.
So pretty... there's a lot of coats and jackets coming for. I don't know why.
Guys, everybody take a break. 2 second break to take your coat off. Go.
Oh, Brian was taking his hoodie off. I'm gonna take mine off.
No joke. At the exact same time, Josh is and Brian are taking off their hoodies.
Sometimes just friends
in front of me.
Take
Did
off
it get hot? Layer. Did it get weirdly hot?
Do you ever realize that you and your friend are doing the same thing at the same time? Not like yawning.
I mean, to be fair, I did mine on purpose because you were doing it. But I was also feeling
else
warm.
Yawn me?
Achoo.
Yo, motherfuckers, yawn with me.
God bless you.
Nobody else? All right. No? Maybe someone out there is yawning right now.
Yawning is not contagious.
One of our listeners.
Old wives' tale.
I was told recently that if you yawn
this could be
and people who witness you yawn don't yawn after they saw you yawn, they're psychos.
Oh.
Like they're psychopaths.
I thought it just meant they don't like you.
This is from his alternate personality who really is into yawning. And yawning, being yawned after.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, Brian, that you're into being yawned after?
Such a weird thing.
Also, my favorite thing in the beginning of this podcast, I meant to say, but I didn't, is that I call what I do tangents, and you call yours side stories.
Is that what I said? Side story?
Yeah, like, hey, here's a real quick side story.
Oh,
And then the side story turned into like a 10 minute.
I'm pretty sure I should have just said tangent.
Here's a quick tangent.
No, tangent's mine. Side story's yours. Josh, what do you got?
Josh, what do you want to call our tangent/side stories?
That you roll into.
Oh, that I...
You could be a real thespian and call them an aside.
Aside. Or,
fantastic.
Or I could call them side missions.
Ooh, I like side missions.
Side quests.
Side piece.
Side piece.
I'm going to change mine to side piece.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you, so, well, side story is on the table if you want to take that one.
Mine's going to be, look over there. What's that? Let's go find out. And it's like, we're on the main path of this conversation.
Yep,
and then I'm like, look over there. What's that? Let's go find out.
Yes.
It's, just real quick, look over there. Let's go find out.
Fantastic.
I'm going to stop it right there just for a real quick. What's that over there? What's let's go find out.
Over here,
let's I forgot out. What it is.
Fantastic. Hey, real quick. And then we never return to the main main mission.
Mm-hmm.
Main
well, just quest. Like right now. What were we just talking about before all this happened?
Something about Elon Musk.
Oh, right.
Something about Elon Musk. It delayed the first manned flight. I was super excited. I think space is the final frontier.
You guys ever think that nothing matters?
Look over there. What's that? Let's go find out. Brian was playing a game.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a... It's all animals, like your main character.
You're
like
talking about on the PlayStation or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the main character's like a fox, and so it's all animals, but they talk and stuff like that. And I was riding like a flying elevator machine, and they made some joke saying that these flying elevators were invented by Elon Muskrat.
Elon Muskrat.
Right.
I thought you would have appreciated
it. What other people's names can we turn into animal names?
This is becoming a real big side quest.
Side piece.
Yeah.
Bill Katz.
Who is that?
It's like Bill Gates with Bill Katz.
No, that's not... No, like Elon Muskrat, like that, where it's already a part of the
I got one.
Name.
Instead of Donald Trump, Donald Bengal Tiger.
Nope, this is not... Nice. Side piece over, absolute failure, very frustrated.
No way.
Let's move on.
Oh, boy.
Bill. All right, fine. Asshole, Bill Gator.
That one, that's better.
Okay, fantastic. Then don't be an asshole.
I'm not being an asshole. There were a specific set of rules that were set up by Josh.
Wait, who?
By Josh's example.
There were no rules that were set up. The man said Elon Muskrat. We moved right along. There was not. He didn't go, okay, now let's think of some more that are just like this.
What do you guys want to talk about now?
Instead of Angelina Jolie, Angelina Woolly Mammoth.
Here's a list of people that died this year.
Oh.
David Bowie.
Yes,
we that was about one it. Of the big ones.
Yeah, and Prince.
Alan Rickman.
Yep. Snape.
Yeah.
Fucking Snape. Antonio Scalia. Fuckwad. Glad he's dead. Mm. Sorry to his family if he has kids or whatever.
Harper Lee.
Yeah.
Big one. Nancy Reagan. Hello. Ever heard of her?
I didn't even. What? Really?
Apparently.
When?
Also.
Do you have dates on there?
Yeah, it was by month, so I would say that one's like February maybe or March. Jesus.
Little known fact. Know that. Little known made up fact.
Little known made up fact, yeah.
Harper Lee killed by a mockingbird.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
The irony there. Mm-hmm. George Martin.
It'd be like if Edgar Allan Poe was killed by a mockingbird.
Yes, correct. Fife Dog from Tribe. That was a big one. Everybody was upset by that.
Oh, yeah. Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Gary Shandling.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny. Merle Haggard. Doris Roberts.
Yep.
I just watched Christmas Vacation yesterday. China.
Yep.
Muhammad Ali died. Anton Yelkin.
Hey, would it make you feel better if I said...
Super sad.
He was mid-20s.
I just watched Like Crazy the other day, and he was really good in that movie.
That story, too, of how that happened is just so insane.
Yeah, it must be fake.
Would it make it feel better if I said Muhammad...
I wonder.
Muhammad Ali Gator?
That's a great one! Muhammad Ali Gator!
Fantastic, fantastic. Keep making fun. Don't have your own. Don't have your own. Just keep making fun of mine.
Gene Wilder. Nutty one. That's a nutty one.
Yeah, that's sad.
Gene Wilder Gator.
That doesn't work. Arnold Palmer, the guy with the drink.
Yep.
I think he did something else too, but he definitely has a drink
something
named after him.
Something about golf.
Janet Reno.
If you guys had a drink.
Thanks for writing Reno 911.
That's right.
If you guys had a drink, what would it be?
If I had a drink right now, this beer's good.
All
right.
Well, a name like after us? Like an Arnold Palmer. Like something that you drink all the time.
I'm an iced tea. I'll have a Brian Colbert Kennedy. Like, what is a Brian Colbert Kennedy?
See, that's the thing, though, is Arnold Palmer sort of flows. Maybe just because we've been hearing it forever, but.
Well, for sure.
To order a Brian Colbert Kennedy, it's like such a fucking nightmare.
Who was the first person to call it that? Was he? Like, did he order a drink? Did he just order himself?
He probably just ordered so many that guy was like, some bartender or somebody was at, like, oh, okay, you want the Arnold Palmer? Like, just something like that. Like,
next,
hey, welcome
next
back.
Next week
you're
when we
regular.
Record, we should have the answer to this.
Yeah. Okay.
Be cool to have that.
Do you think he was ever in a restaurant and he ordered a drink by his own name?
Yeah.
If I was him, I would just walk in, and when the waiter said, do you want something to drink? I would just say, I'll have a me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a me.
I'll have a tall glass of me.
Yeah.
I would say
mine. Why don't you get yourself a glass of me too, little mama?
And then, like, wait, who mama? Are you? Oh, right, I should say I'm Arnold Palmer. And, like, oh, okay.
Also, stop sexually harassing me.
Yeah.
Mine would probably be a little bit of mint.
Oh.
Like this is a Leo Kovalik?
Yeah, just like a little bit of muddled mint with just
the muddled mint. So already I hate your drink.
Yeah, so just a little bit of muddled mint. Fill it with ice. 7/8 with water. Top with cheeseburger patty.
7/8 water and then 1/8 cheeseburger patty.
Yeah. So just like a little cheeseburger patty across the top of the
glass.
And
then are we shaking it up?
No.
Oh, it just goes right in the glass like that.
It's fine the way it is.
Holy shit, what a drink. Yeah. My God.
I'll take a LAK. Ooh. I'll take a LAK, please.
I'll take a LAK.
Take a LAK J, because I'll throw my junior in there.
Oh, I like LAK J.
Yeah, I'll take my LAK J.
That drink sounds terrible.
And they're like, oh, fantastic. Oh, and what is that again? Muddled and then like water and ice and cheeseburger? Fantastic.
Wow.
It's going to take 20 minutes for the cheeseburger.
A Josh Patton is any drink that has a coaster on top. So if you go to the bar, I'm like, I have a Josh Patton. I'm like, oh, I see three already on the bar. I'll take these.
Nice.
Just walk up and anyone who has left their drink with the coaster, it's now Josh Patton.
Hey, man, you took my drink. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure this is my Josh Patton.
I ordered a Josh Patton. So. It's mine.
just walking around and drinking other people's.
I think it would be called the BCK, I think, because Brian Culver can't so long. It would just be maybe a triple or quadruple pour of whiskey, and then the bartender has to cry in it before he serves it to you.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
Who has to like get the person to cry? Like, do you say something rude, or does he just have to, like, you, like, say, think
about
something
really
sad?
It's more
about
just, like, you have to, like, think about your sad life.
Done.
And then tears will naturally come. Just make sure they fall into the drink, and then give that drink to the customer.
Tears will naturally fall. You know, when everyone thinks about their sad life.
You know how it goes.
All right, what else? Let's jump off that.
Leonard Cohen. That was a big one.
Hallelujah.
Florence Henderson. Mama Brady. Fidel Castro.
Papa Brady.
I'm never okay with saying I'm okay with that person dying, but that was...
Who did I say that? Oh, about Scalia. You're okay with Castro dying?
Yeah.
This one's going to hit Leo hard. Who just died? That made you very sad. Mr. John Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hurt. It was a bad day at work, and I remember rolling out and being like, nothing can make this day worse.
Yeah.
And then I looked and John Glenn fucking died, and I was like, cool. There is something that can make this day worse.
Then he said it again, and another person died.
Oh, my God.
He said it like 12 more times. He kind of had a massacre.
Well, today couldn't get any worse. Another murder.
Yeah, man. Today really could not get any worse.
And, of course, most recently, Mr. Alan Thicke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, obviously, there were others.
He was growing.
And, obviously, 2016 is not over.
Okay.
Yeah, and today's only the 14th or whatever. We still got 3 weeks of possible death.
Robin Thicke's dead. Blurred lines. Boom, 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 boom.
He apparently died while they were like playing hockey or something together, too. The two of them together were playing hockey, and then he had a heart attack and died.
Somebody had a joke that I was like on Twitter or something that I was just like, that's not even
about
funny.
The Thicks.
Yeah, it was like, now Alan Thicke has finally shown what he thinks of his son's music. And I'm just like, dude, fuck you. Like, it just happened. And also, you don't know their family, so fuck off. I hate jokes like that. I hate like celebrity death jokes that are done like that day. Or like TMZ saying they have the exclusive on Alan Thicke's deck. It's like, fuck off, dude. Like, that's not cool. That's not fun. That's not any of your fucking business.
Yeah, it's just people profiting off of someone's death by the news.
None of your fucking business. And like, celebrity death jokes aren't funny. Like, because, cool, that is somebody's mom or dad or son.
I catered a party at Alan Thicke's house once.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was a nice house.
Was he a nice guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robin was there.
Like, like Batman's sidekick?
Batman's, yeah.
Why was he there?
Batman's sort of
maybe
gay sidekick was there.
This wasn't in Austin, though, so they were maybe separated at the time?
Correct.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's really sad.
Hey, Batman, seriously, though, if we can get you on the horn, let's get those bats out,
on
huh?
On the bat horn.
Get those bats out of that bat horn. That was Celebrity Death So Far, 2016.
Josh, what do you got?
I got Celebrity Deaths 2017.
Oh, okay.
Do you? Yeah. All right, predictions. Who will die next year? Go.
I don't really want to put that on anyone.
I'd probably just say, fortunately or unfortunately, Donald Trump at some point.
You think someone's going to assassinate him?
I think as much Brian has been talking, I think he might. So I think he might snap because right now he seems like in a really bad mood. You seem like down in the dumps. You seem like you're on the edge.
Down the Trumps.
It doesn't make me want to kill anybody. Never. I think Donald Trump's never going to
die.
Get into office.
Ooh.
I don't think he's ever going to be inaugurated.
Yeah, maybe instead of predicting death, let's predict 2017. So you think he will never be sworn in?
I think Donald Trump will never be sworn in. I think we will have another hottest year ever on record.
Yep.
I think I will leave Los Angeles.
My 2017, I would probably say...
Wasn't done yet, but...
Well, no, I'm just saying, real quick, just throwing it out there, a little tangent, not a side quest or a side mission or a side story. I
look over there. Hey, what's that? Let's go check it out.
I'm probably going to be like not the best view.
Say again?
At all for all of 2017. Maybe like last half. Probably have a trip in March to go to my, Chicago for my birthday. And then,
fuck, we got
to
do that.
Yeah, and then afterwards, probably won't have the best view, you know, because I'll be 6 feet under.
Got it.
You know, I don't know. To me, that view sounds pretty great.
That sounds pretty fantastic.
Oh, my God, that's right. Plus, we got to go home for Riggs's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Which oh, is, shit.
Is that like October? October. All right, that's later. Yeah. That's good.
Josh, triple check that. It's up on the refrigerator.
I could just check it once, but I could look at that magnet three times if we want us to.
Yeah, triple check it.
I think it's October, yeah. I have another. I got to go home in July for another friend's wedding. I mean, not got to. I get to. I wanted to go back for the Cubs-Cardinals opener in April.
That'd be cool. Josh is looking at the
triple checked it, magnet. And what's the answer?
I looked at it three times. October 13th, 2017.
Ooh, okay. 10/13.
Cool. I'm going to not wear a suit or a tux or anything like that. I'll probably just wear a Halloween costume that I'll wear then for later.
Yeah. I mean, 13, if you just reverse those numbers, 31.
31, baby. Got it.
Halloween,
and
boom,
and
boom.
And there you go. That's a good reason to do that.
Guys, I'm going to be in my friend's wedding. He FaceTimed me the other day to ask me to be in his wedding. Be a groomsman.
Well, the whole...
Oh, you're going to be a groomsman, not the ring bearer?
I will not be the ring bearer, sadly. Oh, okay.
Will the whole wedding be done via FaceTime?
Yes.
Cool.
No, come on.
Where
come
is
on.
It?
In Chicago somewhere.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Can I just marry
Take
Chicago?
Me with you. Yeah. Take me with you.
Yeah, come on. Do groomsmen's get do plus one? I do not. I am single as ever.
Here we are. Who am I?
And the love of my life is married.
Let's get nuts. You and me will go to this wedding. You'll think about the love of your life, and I'll just be dancing on the dance floor.
I too am single.
And then you'll look at me and be like, everyone will be like,
can I bring
who,
both of you guys?
That's who you brought? No. That's who Aww. You brought?
No?
Like, that's who you brought? And then you'll look over at me at the dance floor, losing my mind to probably some Robin or something. And you'll be like, yeah, sorry.
Hey, guys, sorry.
Hey, sorry.
Well, let me, sorry who knows what friend. Might happen. Maybe I'll have a real plus one by then. But if not, you're welcome.
Well, no, you got to tell me now.
I can't. No, I don't.
I need to plan.
There's only one person I want to come with me. And it's the love of my life.
Hey, maybe she's still good.
She could still. That's true.
It'd be an interesting story.
Be quite a couple of days.
Yeah. Hey, send out that invite. See what happens.
I'll throw the invite out.
What's the worst that could happen?
See what happens.
He finds out and he kills you.
That's a pretty bad thing that could happen.
No problem. I welcome you, Death.
My God.
Welcome to my level.
How have we let Josh's...
Yeah, y'all have not lifted me up. I've brought y'all down.
Yeah, we have gone down. I want to do something a little fun.
Is it good? That's what we need right now.
I want to do something a little fun. This is 52 minutes in. I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
For you, Brian, to make it a little bit easier on you.
52 minutes.
Just think of the DC universe.
For us.
Perfect. Yep, I know what that means.
The new 52.
To do a 30-second speech. Improv'd. Motivational. And Brian, if you could put some like music behind this and just see how it comes out, that if we
what
can
is
take
it, regarding
these,
what
anything just to lift this up a little bit.
Oh, it's just a motivational speech.
Yeah, just a motivational speech in 30 seconds and just kind of
sure, that sounds
just,
great.
Yeah, and then it'll be like a fun little game. Maybe we can vote on who has the best one when the music is put behind it, like next week, and like what it, you know, what sounds the best. I mean, please don't put like really awful music behind all of ours.
Bum bum dicky dicky bum bum.
And, like, you know, just some, like, kind of, like, you know, maybe, like, the score of Sunshine, which is a great...
Is that Bruce Willis movie?
No. That's Cillian Murphy.
Oh.
And Chris Evans.
Is Bruce Willis in a movie? Oh, it's called, like, Under
Armageddon.
The Tuscan Sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that it? Oh. Something with sun. Sun.
Sun.
Are you talking about...
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam.
Talking about Bruce Willis Gator?
I think I'm talking about Bruce Willis Gator.
Nice.
All
right, so who wants to go first?
Great. I think Josh does.
Oh, yeah, great.
I got
to
get
so I'm trying to motivate you two?
I think you're trying to motivate just
or
the
anybody
listeners.
Who's listening who's like having a shitty day.
Especially after listening
to
50...
a shittier day than me, but
yeah.
If you're having a bad day and you need
52
some...
minutes of this podcast and you've just been getting sadder and sadder.
Yeah, fuck, this is not good for our listeners. Sorry, listeners.
That's what I'm saying, is we're going to pump them up with this motivational speech, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be three of them. We are then going to vote. Feel free to also vote at normally_norm. You probably won't.
Yeah, can you guys just please vote? Just vote.
Yeah, vote.
Okay, please? Thank
vote.
You, guys.
Get out there and
vote.
Vote,
for the love of crap.
It seems like 99% of our listeners did not vote.
Yeah, I did check the email to see if we had any emails, and we do not.
So, Josh, if you want to go first, do you need a moment? Because I feel like
I need no moments.
All right, let's go.
Hey, everybody. I, just as much as several of you possibly, feel stressed sometimes, feel down sometimes, feel like, oh, man, the embrace of sweet, sweet death would be pretty great. But you know what? All these problems that seem so big to us. You know, I got a mountain of credit card debt. But you know what? Mountains can be great. So, you know what? And when you think about people who've got problems all over the world, their problems are so much worse. And I would not trade my place as stressed and as unhappy as I get on a day-to-day basis.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Really motivational in 30 seconds.
Man, I have time to pull
that
around.
That was great. It even ended on a end of a sentence almost.
Kind of. 30 seconds is fast.
Brian, is it you or me next?
Hashtag mountains are pretty great.
I don't care.
You don't care who goes next?
Can I have one of these?
Yes, you can definitely have a beer.
Thank you. Oh, I was pointing to your testicles for our listeners.
Brian, can I have one of these testicles?
Are you going to take it with you or what?
You know. Brian, I just want to have one of these testicles. Now I'm touching it.
please do that again. Please do that again. With no other audio.
Just that.
What a testicle sound. It's sounds like a rock hitting the hull of a ship.
Hey, that's why I think Brian's testicles.
All right, Brian, I guess you can go last. I'm going to roll into this real quick.
Okay.
Life will give you lemons, and when it does, don't make lemonade. Make your own decisions. Let what you do in your life be what you want to do in your life. Don't let others make decisions for you. Be who you want to be. Be as crazy and weird as you want to be. But most importantly, be happy, be healthy, and be a listener of the Normally Normal Podcast. And that's it.
No matter what you do,
30 seconds.
Listen to Normally.
And I hope you cut it off even before that. Listen to the Normally, because I did go, I think, 31 seconds. Oh, Brian, how are those testicles doing over there? Have to hear it. Mm. It is such a good sound.
I love my testes.
Fantastic. Brian?
You know, what does complaining do? Nothing. All you have to do is think to yourself. Wake up in the morning, look in the fucking mirror, look in any mirror that you have at your house, into your own eyeballs, and just say, don't be a fucking pussy. Go do whatever you want to do. Don't make excuses. All you have to do is work hard. Stop talking. Cool.
I'm motivated.
You guys feel motivated?
Yeah.
Great. I feel...
Me too.
I'm going to look at my own eyeballs.
Yeah, I feel great.
Brian, do you want to talk about at all why you are in the dumps? Do you think Leo and I could help your situation at all?
Everything's wonderful. What do you mean?
Oh.
You came in here dumpy as a little shit. Man, you rolled up in here and you were like, hey.
Dumpy as a little shit.
He's like, hold on.
Yeah, let's each do our impression of Brian coming in.
Yeah.
All right.
Who is it?
It's me.
Who's me?
It's me. Come on, open the door.
Oh. Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. You haven't opened the door yet.
Wait, I want to do sound effects.
Door exploded.
Man, I got this helmet. I got to put it down. Can I put down these beers I brought, too? Because I'm dumpy.
And scene.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, would you like to go?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, all right. So, Josh is me.
Okay.
I just want to clarify this
okay.
for yes. this one. Josh is me.
Yes.
You are... You're you.
Josh?
Or Josh.
Okay, I'll be Josh.
I just want to be the narrator. I'll do sound
okay.
effects and like other, you know, like... So, okay, we'll start.
Fantastic.
Exterior. Brian walks up to 20, whatever this apartment number is.
2010.
Hello? Oh, boy, who is it?
Me.
Oh, Brian, is that you?
Yeah, I wish it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to open the door now.
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Oh, let me give you a hug. I love you so much. I'm your best friend, Josh.
You can't hug my sadness away.
Oh, my God. What's wrong? You seem so dumpy. It's me, your best friend, Josh.
There were just birds around.
I've been in the dumps. These birds keep pooping on me. I got pooped right into the dumps.
Okay. And scene. Great. Very good. Got pooped right into the dumps.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if all these birds keep shitting on you, get them away from you.
Fucking birds. They just shit without any thought. They're just up in the sky and they just poop whenever they want. They
jealous.
I know. Can you imagine?
That freedom?
Just walking around pooping whenever he wanted.
Ooh. That's my prediction. 2017.
Everybody's just going to poop wherever they want?
I will.
January 1. 2017.
Just poop wherever you want.
10.
9. And then the whole
oh,
world.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What is everyone?
Kiss me.
Kiss me.
No one who pooped.
Kiss me, I pooped.
Yeah, keeping up my resolution already.
Brian, why are you in the dumps?
Everything's fine. I'm not in the dumps. Everything's fine.
Cool. So all of this was for naught?
Yeah, yeah. But you guys did a great job of... No, what? Sometimes you just have bad days. It'll be fine tomorrow, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You want to do impressions of us?
Do you want to take a selfie and make you feel better?
No. No to both of those.
Oh, come on.
Really?
I hugged you when you walked in the door, and you put your head on my shoulder. You could have cried on it if you wanted to. It was right there.
I don't really cry that often.
Yeah, if
I
cry.
Often?
Like, I feel like, except for when I was a kid, I could like count the times I cried. I cried once in L.A. when I was here the first time because I was super sad about an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
I cried.
Was this the one or just somebody else?
No, this is...
Oh, okay.
They're all...
Some one-night stand?
They're all just somebody else. There's cried. Only one and
ooh.
Only. And I've cried over her, too.
You should say that when you invite her to the wedding. Listen, everyone else is just... Somebody else.
I'm not trying to, like, write lines.
But we're helping you.
Yeah, we're helping. You're going to have this whole thing planned out. Everyone else is just somebody else. And you...
You're the best baby.
You're the best baby.
Brian,
works every time.
Would you appreciate it if Leo and I were to use some kind of Snapchat filter where we put looks like your face on our face and we FaceTime the love of your life and we do all this talking for you?
Yeah.
Wait, what? You put my face over you?
You can do that on Snapchat.
Yeah, you can put someone else's face on top of your face and talk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, it's me, Brian. We already know we're good at impersonating you.
Yeah.
And how real? I mean, but it doesn't look that real, right?
I mean,
it looks, I don't know. I've seen it. Looks, one of them looks
I'm really sick.
That's so weird, first of all, you can even do
really
that.
Sick. And is that Josh in the background playing video games saying, good job, Leo?
You're doing great, Leo. I mean, Brian.
Keep it up.
No, please don't FaceTime anyone.
Well, you know how they say. It's
fantastic.
Better.
I love that you stopped yourself.
It's better to ask for
after you've said it the entire last hour.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission. So please forgive
is
me, Brian.
True?
It's already happened.
I've already done it.
Yeah.
Wait, is that true? It's better to ask forgiveness than permission?
Some people think that.
I would prefer
situations.
Permission.
I think it depends
on
the
situation.
Thing. Like, there might be times when you know if you were like, hey, can I... do this thing for you that I think is going to help you, but you would say no right now, but in the long run it will, because you know that the person would say, no, of course not. So then in your heart, you just go, I know that he would appreciate this. I'm just going to do it.
We got
to
do it,
and
Josh.
And then later, I'm just going to say sorry, and you're just going to have to forgive me, because in the long run, I just saved your life, or whatever the situation is.
Saved your relationship or your life. Do you want to, Josh, you have to go? Do you have something
yeah,
to
do? I gotta go do nothing in particular. Definitely nothing on my
like,
phone.
You hear him doing like his best
hey,
Brian impression.
Right in the room next door.
And Brian's just like, I can feel like I hear like a muffled
she
hear,
she hears Brian. Brian's real voice in the background. So I'm just watching my own videos in the background.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Good stuff.
All right, folks. Well, let's jump into reviews.
Already?
Oh my God. Really?
I feel pretty good, unless you got something else you want to chat about.
I had nothing.
Got Rams game. We've had a lot of good conversations.
We went to Austin. We're going to go see Star Wars next week. That's going to be awesome.
We're going to go see Star Wars.
Very excited
4D.
For that.
I'm very excited. I think Sam didn't talk to me once last night because he was mad about the price of it.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned something in passing at work.
Yeah. So, like.
Listen, he made a stupid bet. Actually, he did make a stupid bet. The Packers should have won.
They should have won, but I kept
way
saying.
Way to go Skins on that one.
But he was like, you could tell he was really bothered because yeah. he was like, wow, it's a really expensive bet. And I was like, yeah, we're going to go see it. And he was like, I was like, hey, man, I tried to do a Tuesday, but nobody wanted to do a Tuesday. He's like, cool, thanks.
And I even offered for him just to pay the Tuesday price, and then we would pay like the difference because no one could do Tuesday. And he's like, it's cool. Full price is fine. And,
oh, nope. He was definitely not fine last night. He talked to me twice.
Oh, he's going to listen to this, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sam. We tried. And we
thank you for being one of our listeners, Sam.
Yeah.
You are great at that. Thank you.
You're great at listening, Sam. Hey, this is going to be our last podcast, three of us together, in 2016.
Holy shit, that's right.
Is that true?
I'll be out of town. Yeah, I was looking to see if there are any more Wednesdays in 2016 where I'll be back in California, and there aren't.
Oh, because it's already the 14th. Wait, so this coming Wednesday, the 21st, you're gone.
Yeah, I leave Tuesday the 20th.
Where are you going, Josh?
Going down to Georgia.
Going down to Georgia.
Gonna have myself a time. Just like South Park.
Gonna be in the dumps.
And then the one after that is the 28th. You'll still be gone?
Yeah, I come back the 29th.
But Leo, you'll be here?
I'll be here.
Are you going anywhere?
I'm not going anywhere, man. Once my car broke down, everything, my life got fucked.
Well, we should hang out for Christmas.
That'd be nice. Yeah. We could do that. Or
hey, those dogs. Averman mentioned something. I'm also going to be up at my friend's place. You have friends doing stuff too.
Shane and Tay Tay are here, and they offered us a place to be if we would like it.
Oh, awesome. So. Oh, we have so many things we can do. And then the next Wednesday after that is the 4th. So it'll be 2017.
Yeah.
We've been doing this. We could literally say we've been doing this since 2015.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we started at the end of 2015, right?
Yep.
Man, that's friggin' nuts, guys.
Started in October.
Wow. We have been here for a long time.
I got to start planning my costume, but I can't when I look at Brian's nuts. All right, now do yours on the ground. Take the coaster off. Nice.
So many things affect other things.
Left
nut.
Now, can you do those, Josh? Keep them side by side.
Can you make a song with my nuts?
Yeah, make a song with his nuts.
These are my nuts. These are my nuts. Left nut, right nut. Ouch, my nuts. My nuts hurt because Josh keeps hitting my nuts with a pen. My nuts hurt because Josh keeps sucking on them. Nuts. My nuts. Merry Christmas!
That was one of the dumbest things we've ever done on this podcast, but let me tell you, it's also one of my favorite. Holy shit.
I hope you guys like our early Merry Christmas song.
Fantastic. Yeah. With the minute this podcast ends, just let everyone know we're going back at 107, and we're going to listen to that song.
Just the mental image of that not being me hitting beer cans with a pen, but me actually smacking your two different nuts to make those sounds while you sang that song.
Oh, my God.
Like
can I
sitting here on this chair, pants down.
I feel like I know what this down. Is going to sound like, but this is Josh's nuts.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. They still haven't dropped, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. They will. Ooh, that last one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ooh.
We're dumb.
Yeah, sometimes like
I put
my thumb in my mouth and I blow real hard to see if I can just like get my nuts to pop out, you know?
Yeah, but nothing so far?
Nothing, you know?
Keep trying.
There's up in there.
If there's one thing I could say motivationally, just keep on trying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever give up. This is what I thought about this recently. Don't you think the whole like don't give up thing is sort of stupid?
Yeah.
Maybe you change your mind maybe you realize that the thing you wanted to do is dumb or you don't want to do it anymore. Maybe it's okay to give up. Try something else.
Yeah, what if you made a bad decision and you're like, I want
to
do something else? No, sorry, don't give up.
All this don't give up thing. I think it really gets into your head and then it's like, don't change your course of action until you accomplish this thing, even if you think maybe you shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. Yeah. Maybe it's not giving up, though. Maybe that's what it just shouldn't be called.
Changing courses?
Yeah. Leo whispered into my ear on his way to the bathroom
Jealous.
To jump into reviews.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm fine with.
All right, fine. Me too.
I feel
like we had that great fine song. Everything was fine.
Everything's fine, fine, fine. Wait, have you guys watched anything?
I watched a movie at the cinema last night.
What one?
Moana.
Oh, you did go see Moana.
Yeah, Moana.
Moana. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Cool.
So I'll review it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you'll review that. Do you know if Leo's watched anything?
I don't know. I know he's played some new games.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
So for all of our new listeners, we end each episode by giving three-word reviews of usually something we've watched, TV or movie, sometimes something weirder like a soup.
Yeah.
But we give three-word reviews, and it used to be followed by just a sexy cat meow, but now it's just followed by all kinds of cat meows that are determined by the person requesting said review.
Right.
And that is how we end every episode. And so last night I watched the movie Moana, and so that's I'll start things off because Leo is still in Acapulco in El Baño.
He's in Acapulco?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sounds tropical.
Tropical bathroom.
Hey, Josh.
Yes?
Will you review for everyone listening to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast,
mm-hmm,
in three words, the movie Moana?
Yes.
Followed by a cat meow. What's Moana about?
Like a Polynesian myth.
So I guess I would want the cat meow to be what a cat sounds like after he was just given the people's elbow by the rock.
Great. There's a very Polynesian myth of the people's elbow.
Exactly.
Catchy, diverse, short.
Yeah.
The cat entering the ring.
Right, right.
A nice place to walk around. Who's that guy up there?
Fucking people's elbow smashing.
Yeah, why is he asking something about cooking?
Yeah.
Moana was an enjoyable film. I would say catchy. The music is catchy. It was like still stuck in my head afterwards. I feel like where a lot of Disney movies have like multiple songs that, you know, kids remember and sing along to. Like Frozen obviously has Let It Go, but it has other songs in that movie that people would also sing.
Moana only has one though. He's keep singing it over and over.
Kinda. They've got like two really. But they kind of like keep singing like different like renditions of them throughout the movie, like with different lyrics. It was like the same two melodies. They are really catchy, but it didn't feel like there are a lot of different songs.
This is made by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's a Disney movie. That. Yep, it's not Pixar, but it is their Disney 3D, which did like Frozen and stuff like that. So not like the Toy Story crew and Nemo crew, but their other 3D Disney crew. Diverse, because I thought it was cool that it wasn't about white people. Not a white person in the whole movie. So I've heard different stuff that like it was not
there
like
were no people in the whole movie.
No,
right?
What? That's a bunch of people.
Actual humans.
Yeah.
I thought it was an animated movie.
No, they all mo-capped.
Hmm.
It's about this Islanders and... But I have heard that might not be super accurate in terms of like these myths. They kind of like generalize some stuff. So I've heard like mixed feelings about it. But I don't know. At least it seemed like... For someone who doesn't know the real myths and stories behind it, it did seem like at least a better step towards doing something that's not just about whiteys. And then I said short, not that the movie was particularly short, although I did feel like the plot was a little linear. Didn't really go a whole lot of different places. They kind of said right at the beginning what she needed to do, and then that was just kind of her doing it. But there was a short at the beginning of the movie that I really enjoyed as well. A little CGI short that I thought was fun. I enjoyed it. Not my favorite Disney movie, but...
What is your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, good question.
Right?
I would say of Pixar movies, it's The Incredibles.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's about superheroes, and I really like it. Then Finding Nemo would be after that.
Finding Nemo's so good. Mm-hmm.
I saw Finding Dory recently. I enjoyed that too.
Nice.
Sword in the Stone?
That's a Disney movie.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite. That or Fox and the Hound.
I liked Robin Hood that was a fox.
Yep. So I think I'm more of a throwback guy when I hear favorite Disney movies.
Mm.
Sword in the Stone is a fucking brilliant movie.
With Merlin.
I think my favorite Disney movie is 8mm.
I mean, he's not technically wrong. That is New Dimension making that film. He's not wrong. That is Disney.
So is Scream.
Well,
is Disney.
In a way, I'm right.
Definitely 8mm, where that girl just fucking unfortunately gets raped and killed.
Yeah, cool. Snuff film.
Yeah.
It's a movie about a snuff film.
Oh, yeah. Maybe my favorite Disney movie is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
They own Marvel.
That is true.
And Star Wars. Who knows? Rogue One could be our favorite Disney movie.
I'm so pumped for Rogue One. Yeah, I also can't wait to see Guardians 2.
And you're going
to
see it in seats that you might fly out of.
Also pumped for Passengers. I'm going to fly out of the seat.
I mean, they're pretty close. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like I'm sliding pretty far forward.
Damn, ooh. Son.
This shit ain't no joke, bro.
Listening to the radio today on the oldie station, and they were playing the song that plays during the trailer of Guardians 2, and I was getting pumped for that movie.
That's awesome. There was such good music in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
What a soundtrack.
Yep.
What an awesome mixed soundtrack. Leo, what are you going to review?
Brian, I was just going to ask Brian, because right now, the only thing I can think of is I think I'm going to review
Played some new games.
Yeah, but not enough to go full on. I've been kind of messing around with Tomb Raider, which
Valkyrie.
Is one of the best games.
Oh, yeah? Is it a new Tomb Raider
game? Beautiful. Yeah, it came out last year on Xbox, but this year on PlayStation.
Oh, cool.
one of the most beautiful games I've seen, but I've just played the first, I think, like hour and a half, so I'm not really ready to do that. Almost can review Batman the Telltale series because the last one came out, so I'm going to review that probably next week in total after I play it. I think I'm going to review Sunday.
The day?
The day Sunday that I went to the Rams game and then saw you and forgot about it and then talked to Tad, and Tad was like, we close in 5 minutes. Please don't eat here. We have nothing left.
Oh, Tad said that he saw you guys recently at Ye Rusted.
Yeah, we saw him. We saw him drunk, and then he saw Leo drunk.
Yep.
Nice.
We saw him.
That.
Yeah, he was gonzo.
He was flipping us all the bird.
He hadn't had a drink in a really long time.
People he had never met. He was flipping them the bird right out the gate, and it was great. Leo was introducing him. These are my friends, so-and-so. He's like, hey, and then just flips them all off.
It was pretty great, yeah. And then showed me his God of War costume, and I was like, that's perfect for his beard.
He does look just like that guy.
Yeah, for his beard that he has. So let's review Sunday.
You got to throw it to him, because I threw it to you.
That is so
this
true.
This is how it works.
Oh, Leo.
This is how we do it. Yes, Josh.
Will you please give all of us a three-word review of Sunday, followed by a meow of a cat who was intoxicated as you were at the end of the day.
Fantastic. Thank you, Josh. I would love to. Football. Tailgate. Ending.
Ooh, meow, meow. Oh, friends, still friends. Oh. Meow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Football, pretty easy. Josh's first football game, tailgating, are going to go hand in hand because that is quite literally what I kept telling Josh. It was like, this is football. Like football, when you go see a live event, you barely watch any of the game and you just hang out with your friends and you chat and you party, you get drinks, you go pee, you look at ladies dressed as Falcons and you are just in the crowd and in the moment and the game is almost secondary. Obviously, that'd be different if it was a Redskins game. I'd be like, fuck off.
Everyone shut up. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, like, everyone shut up. Don't talk to me. But, like, for the fact that it was two teams I just gave a shit about, and it was more just, like, the environment and the fun, that's what it was all about. And then ending, oh, boy. Leo went off the rails because Leo decided that before we had left for Bledsoe's, we came back here and partied a little bit more and decided smoking the marijuana.
Oh, you smoked a little Chiba?
After drinking was a fantastic idea. So that put me on another level. And then when we came back, I was just gone. And everyone else went to like Ye Rustic. And then Leo decided, I still got it. I can still go more. I drank and smoked more. And it was just...
Fuck yeah, bro.
It was... not fuck yeah, bro. It was a really bad ending to an awesome day.
Oh.
So... But it was just like just me being dumb and stupid and...
Do you remember our time at the pizza place after Bledsoe's?
Yeah.
And when Shane...
Oh, you do?
I remember like bits and pieces of it.
Do you remember when Shane and I were just commenting on, like, we could tell you were heading to Drunky Town?
Yep.
And your reaction to that?
Probably not great.
What was his reaction to that?
All right, so Leo is like, he hasn't talked in a while. He's just kind of looking off in the distance, super glossy eyed.
Sure, sure.
And so we're like, Shane and I was like, oh man, Leo's going there. Like, check out his eyes. And you heard that, and you're like, I'm here. Hey, how are you? Hey, how's it going? I'm here. I'm partying. I'm looking at you. I'm not looking off in the distance. I'm here. We're like, dude,
fantastic.
Calm down.
Fantastic. It was it was one of those moments when I did something and I was just like, why did that come so hard and so fast? And it's because I smoked and
drank.
Oh
my God. Changes everything when you mix those two.
Smoking is like, I've said it before, I think, and on the podcast, like that's the last thing I can do.
Because
once I do that, it's game over for me. And so I try to save that for the absolute end. If I start the night doing that, then the rest of the night's gone.
Yeah. And I had just walked outside with some friends and I was super excited to have, you know, a little smoky smoke, and then afterwards I was just like,
I'm still surprised we got no noise complaints.
It was so early.
But still, she's complained earlier.
For sure.
For less.
She complained last night, and there was three people here. What? So, yeah, we came back to do VR, and we were out by 11, everybody else, but she had complained, and she was just like, please be quieter. And I'm like, man, I am fucking sad I gave this goddamn girl my number, but I was trying to be nice. So now I'm just constantly getting fucking noise complaints. But it's all right. I just kind of, even on Saturday, we got a noise complaint. Obviously, the day that we were talking about when it was you, me, and King hanging out, just literally having a nice conversation.
Oh, yeah, just three of us talking.
At like 3 in the morning. Because he had just gotten, like, Basically, I had just gotten off. He had just gotten home. We were all basically just getting
off.
You
just gotten off?
Hell yeah.
Like you came?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Gross, Josh.
Yeah, who comes?
Yeah, I don't come. Yeah, I don't come, dude.
Yeah, the three of us were literally just sitting in the living room talking and like barely above a whisper because we knew it was late.
Right.
But we were talking quieter than we are talking right now for this podcast. And she was constantly texting him like, I can hear everything you're saying.
I was on the phone by myself with literally no other sound in. And she was like, you guys are so loud upstairs. I'm like, it's me by myself on the phone.
Yeah, no one's up here. I'm just talking on the phone.
Chill.
Yeah, your problem is not with us. It is with the building construction, if you can hear that.
If you can hear me on the phone, like, talking to someone, it's right. Probably on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, that's mine. Easy. That's mine. That's, you know what? Next week, I'm going to review Crazy Neighbor.
I'm going to review her.
Yeah. As she is in my phone, awful crazy neighbor.
I did have a run-in with Crazy James. No text.
Really?
We've retired the corner.
Of course. Well, how did it go?
He was very curious if I had seen the finale of The Voice.
Okay.
And, this is The Voice!
Got it.
I was like, no. And he freaked out and said that he cried watching it.
Oh, my God.
That a country singer won it. And then he said he had to go. He's like, this guy's going to have albums. I got to go buy them. I've never even been on iTunes in my life, but I'm going to go buy his albums. And then he stuck his tongue out at me.
I
said, oh, I guess I'll have to watch it. And he goes,
Jesus.
James is crazy.
What is going on in that man's brain?
It's pretty great. Brian, what are you going to review?
I'm going to review Love.
Oh.
Whoa.
Big concept.
The show on Netflix.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding. I never watched it. Actual Love.
Okay.
I watched the first episode.
You did?
This is pretty awesome. I'm excited for didn't. This.
I watched something called Easy.
What the fuck?
I think it was called, I don't know, some Netflix show, but it was about relationships and stuff. Love, that's the one with Gillian.
Yeah.
I did not see that one.
Okay.
There's some other new one that's about like supposed to be like a real take on relationships, stuff like that. I think it's called Easy.
Oh, okay.
But I watched.
There's so many shows now.
Lots of shows.
Many shows now. How does any show
I'm
like
falling
make
behind
it?
All the time on? Yeah, I'm dropping shows left and right.
Well, yeah, which for me is fine because if you're dropping like shows, it just means you're probably doing other stuff that's filling your time.
Yeah.
Because my like God, there's so much goddamn shit to watch.
There's so many shows.
Okay, this is huge. This is huge.
Brian's reviewing Love.
Brian. Could you please?
Yes.
Yes. Give us again, this is going to be difficult in three words, but a three-word review of the concept of Love, if that's okay for me to say, because you're the one reviewing it. Maybe concept and...
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. The concept, the idea.
The idea, concept slash idea of Love, followed by the sound, the meow a cat would make after its first, like the first real true love it had, that first heartbreak.
So the cat fell in love
for the first time
and you
knew it was love and you felt it and this is love
and then
heartbreak
and then the other cat was like, listen, we gotta call it, this is over.
Yeah,
and then that cat's reaction.
Yeah, folks, we get down to the big issues here on Probably Sounds Awful.
What is this episode? 60?
60.
Wow.
I hope so. I've said it a couple times.
All that matters. Ow, my left ball. My life is great. We need to talk.
Oh, God, did your cat jump off a roof?
Maybe, I don't know.
We have a new record for a cat meow.
Cat has 9 lives.
It's true.
It was only the first time its heart got broken. Maybe it did jump off a roof, and now it's fine. 8 more lives.
8 more lives for that cat.
Unlike humans, who only have one life. One human life and a physical presence on Earth, the planet.
When I die, I'm going to become the sun.
What if there was one person who died like so long ago and then they came back as the sun?
And he's watching going, man, this is crazy.
I'm the fucking sun.
Dude, I'm the fucking sun, bro.
I was Jim and then I died and now I'm the sun.
Dude, I'm the fucking sun.
And then at night, he's like, where'd everybody go?
I'm the fuck. Oh my God, the other side of the planet. Oh my God, it's me, Jim.
Who are these people?
it's me, Jim, again. Oh, my fucking God. I am the sun.
That'd be so sick.
But it takes him 8 minutes to see the Earth. So by that time, things have already changed.
I can imagine being the sun. It'd be so crazy to be the sun, guys.
And then you would look and you look over and go, oh, fuck, that's Mercury, bro. I'm so much closer to Mercury than I am Earth. Oh, my God. Dude, this is crazy. This is crazy. I'm the sun.
Woo! All that matters.
Just another line Leo and I wrote down for you to use. When inviting the love of
yeah?
life.
Oh, my God.
Hold
amazing.
On, guys. I'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, baby? Oh, that.
Everyone else is just someone else.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, baby? I just fake Snapchatted Brian's reasoning behind this category, maybe? Yeah. But yeah, first I go.
Now that you've done that, I would like for you guys to pretend to be me and put my face on.
Once Snapchat adds like tattoo filters, so we can go like shirtless as well, and like make
yeah,
sure
you
we
really
get
gotta
it
sell
in.
It. Yeah.
Got to be on the motorcycle.
I'll let you do just like just a full 360 photograph of my naked body, so you guys can add.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, wait, you say send us?
No, you'll have to film it.
We're good, dude. We already got that, so don't worry about.
Oh,
it.
Oh, right.
Just our own personal
collection. Got it.
All that matters.
Listen, guys, love is all that matters. Everything is connected. So if you think that you're going to be successful in any other parts of your life, but you haven't succeeded in love, then you're wrong. Nothing else is going to be successful. Because you have to have true love in your life first, and then everything comes with that. All other good things follow that and fall in line with that. So good luck.
You fucks.
Good luck, you poor bastards who have passed on the opportunity of true love. Hope that you can find it again.
Do you think it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all?
Gotta go. I don't know if that question can be answered because if you have loved and lost, then you're answering that question with that experience.
Mm. And if you haven't, you're answering it with that experience.
Right.
If you've never loved, you've been lonely and wondering what love is like.
Right. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, man.
You don't know if it would be better if you had loved and lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should let yourself fall. And I was having a conversation.
Wait, fall how?
Like fall in love with somebody.
Oh.
And you should let yourself
that's what I'm saying.
Do that.
Fall
and
in love to your death.
I was having a conversation. Somebody posted it on Facebook, and then I had a real conversation with someone about it, that they just – people – these days don't let themselves go. They don't let themselves keep going down that path because it's like, oh, we've got other shit going on and
right.
That's I don't want to
I can down. Understand that.
No, for sure.
I've done that personally.
For sure. And that's I would 100% agree with that too, but like sometimes if it feels cool and it feels great, you've got to just go with it because like you could get hurt at the end. Or it could be the best fucking thing that's happened in a long fucking time.
Sure.
So I previously have always been like, in you know my past, I've been like, Brian, we've talked about this. It's just been like, fuck it. I don't even want to deal with this. This could be good.
Right.
I don't instead just want to walk away. But like the more like time goes on, it's just like, man, like, now let's just fucking try. Let's try what's happening here. Let's just see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
obviously,
you should
obviously I'm still not good at it.
Give it a full shot.
Yeah, I'm still not good at it. I'm fucking still an asshole. Every
oh,
now and
you're
then.
A huge asshole. Yeah,
you're a
giant
big old
piece
dick.
Of shit.
Just a son of a bitch.
Couple of dick holes
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun to kind of open up a little bit more to somebody than I've fucking have probably in like 10 years. And I'm saying like in general,
right.
In a general sense, that it's more fun to do that because it's like shit. Yeah, like oh god, like maybe I could be a better person based on like someone else's input. And that's important.
It's really important.
Yeah.
For the future of, you know, for your future.
Yeah.
And as a collective whole, the future of people, of humanity.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I'm going to have to come out and disagree.
Put my thoughts on the board.
Me.
Do without.
You know what? That's fine. If you disagree with me.
Write to us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
Yeah, right.
Tell me that love isn't all that matters.
I
will email you back angrily.
Angrily. Just Brian, and you can tell.
I'll sign it.
This is
love, Leo, Josh, and Brian.
This is, to me, all that really matters when it comes to love. Like, and this is how much I love my boys. That's all that really needs to be said.
I feel like we should smack my actual ball once with the pen and see what that sounds like.
Yeah, let's... Let's do that.
No. Come on.
Okay, that was very, very clearly me saying why. The crumbling sound you just heard.
Sorry,
and the previous sound that was when Josh was like saying something important like 20 minutes ago. Yeah, like you were like talking about like then the other time that I got hit and like and there's like a bear. You can just hear Brian go like eating like some candy and it was fantastic.
Sorry, I've had two candy bars because I'm sad and I like to eat chocolate.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
We all have our vices.
Love and candy bars, all that matters.
Hey, the other day I was really sad and my choices were either start day drinking or go play basketball, and I went and played basketball for hours and it was obviously a better choice. It felt great.
How many points did you score?
I had the game winning shot.
Whoa.
So 2 points?
No, I had more baskets than
that. It's the only shot he had.
That was just in one of the games. I played pretty well. I missed one pass that just like went through my fingers that it would have been an easy layup. That sucked. Yep.
How widespread were your fingers to miss a giant pass?
I know. I mean, the basketball is pretty big. I can't believe it went right through my fingers.
Yeah, your fingers go really far apart.
But otherwise, I played pretty well. And it's a really good exercise in like doing something healthy when you're pissed off or
hell
upset
yeah.
instead of drinking or getting high or whatever. Which are also fun options, but sometimes you should go do something more healthy.
I haven't been healthy in a while.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I really love, if I could just do one thing, it would just be go play basketball all the time. I feel like I'd feel great.
If I could do one thing, it would just be...
I would even do that more than like drink, which is crazy.
It would be have Josh say that on repeat.
Yeah.
That's true.
I haven't been healthy in a while.
It's true.
This is such an interesting episode.
Yeah. Have you seen the new Spider-Man trailer?
Yes.
Pretty cool, huh?
It is very cool. I just can't believe how many Spider-Man movies there have been.
Yeah.
Well,
they just haven't hit it on the head yet. The very
of course, this one looks so fun.
Yeah. The very, very first one looks...
It's been more Batman movies than Spider-Man movies.
Is that true?
Yeah, come on.
But they started
Spider-Man
like
Spider-Man 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
But when was
Amazing Spider-Man.
It's over a span Spider-Man of time, 2. Though.
Yeah, true.
It's been 7 Batman movies. 8 with Batman.
Great,
Superman.
But when was
true.
Batman? It was like in the
He's
in
making,
early 90s
There's a
or
valid
something.
Point happening. It was, I think, 89?
And there have been 18 Spider-Man movies in like 10 years.
From 2000, yeah.
It's just crazy. But yeah. It does look very cool. It's
been 7 in 16 years, but this one looks the best.
It does look pretty awesome.
I wouldn't say the best, but it looks really cool.
Wait, 7...
In 16 years.
I don't know. Did you guys see Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire?
That was easily my favorite. When Venom came out, and you're like, why is he Eddie Brock? What the hell is happening? 7 Batman movies.
No, I'm saying so there's been 5 Spider-Man movies in 16 years.
Am I
what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You said 7.
Oh, and the new
one. I meant to say there have been 5 Spider-Man movies in 16 years.
Got it.
Which doesn't... It does feel like there's been a lot of Spider-Mans, but when you think about it that way, it's not too crazy.
I guess.
I remember
but the fact
that
they keep rebooting it.
I remember the original teaser for the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire.
With Tobes?
Was a helicopter hanging in between the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't find that anywhere.
Yep.
They like
really?
Because ever since 9/11, they got rid of that.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
I remember that, and then obviously it was never in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which was crazy because there was that initial scene of them like escaping, but instead they did it in cars instead of like a helicopter.
Oh,
Batman,
Spider-Man,
yeah. Batman 1.
Batman.
Yeah, I mean, fuck.
It just seems like there have been a lot. I don't know.
For sure.
Whatever. I'm excited for fucking Rogue One and Passengers and a whole bunch of movies that are already out that I haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost time for screeners, and we're going to get them at our house, and I'm going to watch the shit out of some movies.
I'm very surprised that the Vista, our local theater that only gets one movie at a time and that always gets like the big movie, is not getting Star Wars.
Yeah, that's
really?
Crazy.
Yeah.
But is that like some like political shit? Like, is somebody who's controlling
that? I don't know, but they always get the big movie. They always get whatever the big superhero movie is and all that kind of stuff.
So when Rogue One is out, what's going to be playing at the Vista?
La La Land.
Oh, that's supposed to be good.
Yeah, I've heard good things, but what?
That's true, yeah. Like, why wouldn't it be Star Wars, the biggest movie ever?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that movie.
Is it because Star Wars is going to be at their other theater, the Los Feliz 3?
I doubt it. I mean,
who would want to see Star Wars at that theater?
At teeny tiny one.
I've never
Although,
been to the Los
Feliz 3
yet.
I feel like La La Land is also supposed to be it's definitely like you want to see it on a big screen.
Yeah, I would like to see it. I heard it's good.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like La La Land could play at Los Feliz 3.
Yeah, more than Star Wars.
More than Star Wars, but...
Well, we're going to see fucking Star Wars in 4D.
Oh, I can't wait.
Brian and I are going to be out of our chairs flying up.
We're going to be out of our fucking gourds, man.
Yeah. Flying around going, whoa!
Where'd we get these gourds?
Oh, man. It's so nice that they
straight out of
gourds.
Them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you for listening to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 60. Thank you again for the hashtag Save It For The Podcast from one of our listeners, Leo Jr. He did that on Twitter.
Amazing.
Normally underscore Norm. Thank you for all the emails this week. Sorry we couldn't get to them at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. We'll get to you next week if we can, if we have time.
We never know how much time there's going
to
be.
Yeah, we just really have to go sometimes.
Next time you listen to all three of us will be in 2017.
So thank you.
Unless I can call in next week.
For a fantastic episode. Thank you for all of our listeners. Thank you for a fantastic 2016. All three of us here. There will be a couple more episodes because Leo's car blew up, so he'll be in town. Brian will be in town, so we can chat.
I'll be in town because I'm just going to dog sit my friends' dogs while they're spending time with their families for the holidays and in love and married with children.
And God forbid his dog doesn't blow up like my car. That would be the worst.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so bad.
If it does, check out Brian's blog post about it at www.normallynormal.com.
Yep.
I've been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. I am going to make sure I take Brian to the doctor the minute he has a chance so we can start dealing with the sound of his testicles. And you can follow that
Thank you for that.
You can follow that on my Instagram at Kovalik317. I have zero selfies on there, so I'm the best.
That really does make you the best.
I'm Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram at Patton_Josh. And yep.
I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. I will from now on only be putting selfies up on Instagram. I will take no other photos of anything except for my face. You can check me out on the tweets at _BPCK. And don't forget to stay motivated, folks. Whenever you're feeling down, just keep that chin up.
Mountains can be great.
Mountains can be great.
Yeah, people climb mountains all the time.
No, but seriously, you guys are the best.
Bye.
See ya, maybe.
In hell.
Oh, no.